4-year-old, did he, Ray? And he returned in a 2,000-metre weight for age race against the King of Caulfield, Lord, and beat him. Now, at that particular time, now, I've seen Tullock. I'm 70 next year. And I saw Tullock, and up until recently, I declared him the greatest horse I've ever seen.
Okay.
But I have to switch.
Mm.
When you watch all of Winx's wins, you cannot, you know, the greatest thing is that people can actually see her. And she's absolutely fantastic. And Tullock never races a four-year-old. God knows what he would have been like. But I base my opinion simply on the fact that I saw him. What do you reckon, mate?
Yeah, no, great call, Tony. And you wonder, because that four-year-old season, Jim, which he missed in its entirety,
yes,
he was off for 18 months. That was the peak of his, would have been the peak of his career. And he was at 36 wins from 52 starts by memory. What a horse he was. But isn't that interesting that Winx is now, most people are putting Winx on the top of the pile now?
I don't have the history that Tony has, nor certainly the breadth of knowledge that you have, Raymond. But just on longevity, the numbers that she's put together, everything suggests that Winx is the greatest racehorse that we have ever seen. 1353-53, the open line number. Brad Rosen up next to talk basketball. Tanya will have a sports update. The Mystery Voice Comp. Phil Moss from the EPL. And then we have to get Trent Lansgale on from tab.com.au.
I'm Sarah Wombie. Police have shot and killed a man in a southeast Queensland hospital. The prisoner was under police guard at Ipswich Hospital when he became violent towards an officer about 9 o'clock last night. The prisoner was treated by medical staff but died. The officer was treated for facial injuries. The lone terrorist who murdered a man in Melbourne's Bourke Street was known to authorities for his radical views and had his passport cancelled amid concerns he would travel to Syria. On Friday afternoon, 30-year-old Hassan Khalif Shair Ali pulled up in Bourke Street in his four-wheel drive containing gas cylinders in what police said was a failed plan to cause an explosion. The Somalian-born Shair Ali stabbed three men, with 74-year-old Italian restaurateur's sister Mella Spina dying at the scene, and two others now recovering in Royal Melbourne Hospital. A driver has died and his passenger has been taken to hospital after their car ran off the road and ended up in a creek bed in Western Sydney. Police said it appeared the car hit metal railings. Police were appealing for witnesses to come forward. Also in news in Western Australia, there is a severe fire danger advice for the Pilbara region with hot, dry and windy conditions predicted today. In the US, two people have died in Southern California fires, bringing the death toll from the massive blazes raging across the state to 11. The BBC's James Cook.
Survivors describe a harrowing escape along roads choked with traffic. Some had to abandon their cars and flee on foot.
I left as our house was catching on fire. I got some burns to my forehead that are starting to blister at the moment, and some burns to my hand.
To the south, in prosperous Malibu and Calabasas, flames driven by fierce desert winds raced towards mansions. Some residents sheltered on the beach. Lady Gaga and Kim Kardashian were among the celebrities whose homes were evacuated.
Turkey's President Erdogan says he has shared audio tapes of the killing of writer Jamal Khashoggi to the US, Saudi Arabia, France, Germany and the United Kingdom. The Turks have repeatedly alleged the Saudis are responsible for the death of their citizen, murdering him and dismembering his body inside the consulate in Istanbul. Our US correspondent Priscilla Huff reports.
Turkish President Tayyip Recep Erdogan told reporters an audio recording of the death of writer Jamal Khashoggi from inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul has been given to the Americans, British, French, Germans and Saudis. He did not say how the audio was obtained, although U.S. officials have indicated CIA Director Gina Haspel listened to a recording during her trip to Turkey to discuss the death of the Washington Post writer. The Saudis say they will never accept foreign interference in their legal system, and they expect that all the facts will be put on the table. U.S. President Donald Trump has not commented, facing criticism for his own inability to fulfill his schedule in Paris on the first rainy day of events to commemorate the end of what was called the Great War, World War I. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
And the Queen and senior members of the royal family have attended a festival of remembrance to commemorate all those who lost their lives in conflict on the eve of the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. More than 60,000 Australians lost their lives in the First World War. This is Air News. Australia's woeful 2018 campaign has hit a new low, with Wales inflicting their first win over the Wallabies in 10 years. In a dour match, Dan Biggar's late penalty goal was enough to secure victory in a tryless encounter at the Principality Stadium. The British and Irish Lions representatives sealed the win with a close-range kick 2 minutes from time to send the 64,000-strong home crowd into delirium in the Welsh capital. The defeat means Australia have won just three of their last 13 games, less than a year before the start of the World Cup in Japan. Meanwhile, New Zealand has beaten England 16-15. Australia's unexpected 3-2 loss to world number 39 Chile could prove costly ahead of next month's 2019 Women's World Cup draw. Australia completely dominated the first half at Penrith Stadium, but only an early Emily van Egmond penalty to show for their possession advantage, as busy Chile goalkeeper Christiane Endler remained a solid last line of defence. Van Egmond says Australia was on the back foot when Chile took a 2-1 lead early in the second half.
Yeah, we caught one early, and I think after that we just kind of lost momentum and it was hard for us to get back in the game. They pressed us a bit more in the second half, and I think we just found it difficult to find a solution.
And Formula One champion Lewis Hamilton has handed Mercedes their 100th pole position at the Brazilian Grand Prix, while Ferrari Sebastian Vettel qualified second. Australian Independent Radio News.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Cabernet Merlot by De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
House in Caringbah is moving soon. You'll find a great range for all kinds of DIY and home improvement projects moving soon to Cunha Circuit off Tarrant Point Road in Caringbah. In Pimble, we've got a breakdown southbound on Ryde Road at Minamurra Avenue. In Newtown, roads around the Cavendown Memorial Rest Park are closed for the festival that's on today. And in Alexandria, look out for new traffic signals that are now in operation on Sydney Park Road at Euston Road and Huntley Street. Create some magic this Christmas with Sunbeam Mixed Fruit, available at supermarkets nationally. It's the goodness in every pack of Sunbeam that makes Christmas. I'm Solomon Gates, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Guys and gals, grab your partner, your family or your friends and head out to Camden Way to K-Ranch Arena for the biggest cowboy Christmas ever. See Australia's elite bull riders battle for their 8 seconds of glory on top of the biggest, meanest one-ton athletes. Our best cowboys take the roughest ride of their lives, plus barrel racing, team roping, steer wrestling, clinics and lots more. Thrills, spills and non-stop rodeo action, November 8 to 18. Event calendar and bookings at kranch.com.au.
It's Brett Ogle here. Look, Drummond Golf has asked me to do a world first on radio, a 15-hour commercial where I read out their entire stock list to prove that only Drummond Golf has a range that includes all the famous brands in bags, clubs, buggies, balls, shoes, clothing and accessories. But like you, I'd rather be out playing golf. So if anyone from Drummond Golf asks, can you tell them you heard the 15-hour ad and it was fantastic? Thanks.
Fear the Dragon. Fear the Dragon. Winner of the North American Cup. Beat Huntsville 4 out of 4. Beat Down by the Seaside 4 out of 7. Limited semen available. Visit yurabee.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Mostly sunny for Sydney. Light winds becoming easterly, 15 to 20 kilometres an hour in the early afternoon, then becoming light in the evening. A maximum of 25 degrees and a 0% chance of rain. We'll greet you, Raymond, when you get off the airplane. Warunga now, Warren later. Ray?
Warunga currently 18 degrees, James, and Warren heading for a top temperature of 30 degrees. Beautiful sunny day in Warren.
Tries to make it happen, and he drops three more. And that is that. Sydney are celebrating, and Muley loves it.
Beautifully weighted for Kamau! And the follow-up career! Wanderers leading Mudgee!
This is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy Smith and Ray Thomas.
Yeah, welcome back to the final hour of the program. Ray's final hour in Melbourne, he hopes. Fingers crossed. Make sure you get on that plane, Raymond. Big hour coming up too. We'll have an NBL / NBA update with Brad Rosen, the former Sydney Kings captain. Tanya will give us a sports update. We'll get an update on Alex Dimonor, who was in the final of that. They played a four sets, Raymond. Have you seen a bit of that?
I haven't.
No, oh, sorry. What have you been doing? Anyway, that's right. No Fox.
Disaster.
Mystery voice call. My mistake earlier, too. Like, that was a teaser. So don't call now. Call later about the mystery voice call. Phil Moss will have the latest from the world of football, and Trent Lanscull and Scotty Foster will be on as per usual. 1353 53 is the open line number. We've been talking a lot this morning about Tommy Mackinson's Golden Boot win. We've talked about some of the articles, or the article that appeared from Fiona Wingett in the Tuesday newspaper about Steve Smith. And the other thing we've been talking, of course, is the returns on the back of Ivan Cleary returning to Penrith and Des Hazler returning to Manly. And look, we've got some great ones here, great returns. Busby, Charlton and the others that survived the Munich plane crash. No name on that one.
Good one.
Hey, boys, Ash Barty is a great return to tennis. That's from Jamie. That's an excellent one.
Cause she went to the cricket, didn't she, for a whole summer, by memory?
Played in the WBBL for the Brisbane Heat. And now she's top 16 in the world, I think.
Had a major win. Was it in China last weekend?
Yes. Well, I'm not sure whether China, but definitely had a win. Great comeback was yesterday at Goulburn. Winona Costin riding a winner for the Gay again after 2.5 years in the wilderness. That's Tony from Ludenham.
There you go.
Know that. And does Ray know if Finch will be staying here under the care of Chris Waller? That's just from Herb, the only horse that's stuck on.
It most definitely will, and they're already thinking short prep autumn, Melbourne Cup next spring.
Okay, there you go. And the market is out already at tab.com.au for the 2019 Melbourne Cup. And then finally, just before we get to Brad Rosen, Raymond, we get this one in. You guys are a joke. Really? Really? Winks, the best horse in the paddock? Ha, 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 ha. That's funny. I tell you, when that donkey wins 3 Melbourne Cups or has a nil record for running second, you talk sense. Until then, yeah, exactly. Be quiet. That's from The Power.
It sounded like Matt Chapman. Matt Chapman's had another go at Australian racing overnight in his column in an English newspaper. Did you happen to read that?
I didn't.
Jimmy?
What's he said now?
Well, he's right in one sense. We have got a lack of depth in our middle distance and staying ranks. And he said the Melbourne Cup should be renamed the European Melbourne Cup, because that's what it'll be like from now on. So they'll keep dominating.
He's
I don't know about that. But
he's an editor's dream.
He loves stirring the pot.
Exactly.
As for Winks, he just... Funny thing, though, Latrobe, the Irish Derby winner, was beaten yesterday in the McKinnon Stakes. So... by a horse called Trap for Fools.
That's right.
Where does that leave the classics from Europe this season, Jim?
Yeah, with an Irish jockey on board. So there you go. 1353 53 is the open line number. We've got to talk now to our man Brad Rosen, who is the former Kings captain, and he would be pretty happy, I reckon, with their 4-3 record thus far. A big win against the Adelaide 36ers overnight. He joins us on the line. G'day, Brad.
Good morning, boys. Pretty happy. Absolutely wrapped. We gave it to those 36ers. Go those Kings.
Mate, they were so strong, they're sacking blokes after it. What's going on there? Address to Leon.
This is the power of the Sydney Kings. We get imports sacked. Nah, look, it's not a shock. Let's be honest. Adrian De Leon is his name.
De Leon, okay.
Yeah, De Leon, and he's been up and down. And look, he's played actually a few years ago for Joey Ryan in the Gold Coast. So I don't see it as a shock that he's gone, but I also don't think it was a bad recruitment by Joey, because he knew what he was going to get. I think it's just that other players aren't stepping up as much as Joey wanted, and unfortunately, in this day and age, imports are the ones to sack easy.
Right.
Yeah,
so they're gone. The mail that I'm getting is Demetrius Conger will be the one to replace him. Now, for our Sydney and Wollongong viewers, or New South Wales viewers and NBL lovers, they'll know Demetrius Conger played for Wollongong last year, and he was their import, and he was phenomenal, but not a point guard. He's in the three spot. So we'll be interesting to see how that comes.
Yeah, Brad, the Kings, as you said, big wins in Adelaide. The first win over Adelaide in 11 matches, and it's been 3 years since the Kings have won over there.
Yeah, I know. That's been unbelievable. And ironically, Andrew Gaze had never beaten Joey Wright when they were coaching against each other.
There you
so
go.
That's another one that's been a good one. Look, it was a great win. Brad Newley was outstanding. I thought Jerome Randall was great. Kevin Lish, who's been great for most of this season. All three of them really scored well, well over 20. And then you look at Andrew Bogut, he did his bit and got in and did what he had to do, and it was just fantastic, an absolutely brilliant game. Couldn't have been happier for them.
Injury to Bogut? There were some questions about whether he's come out of the game 100%.
Yeah, I saw that he did his elbow and he came out, so hopefully it looked like a bit of a hyperextension, so usually those aren't too bad. I just can't remember because he had an elbow injury in the NBA when he went up and dunked when he was with the Milwaukee then and fell on his...
Shocking.
Yeah, fell on his elbow. So I hope it's not that one.
Right.
Is the answer. But I've got to be honest, I can't remember if it was that same elbow or not. So let's hope it's nothing major. The camp didn't seem too worried about it. There's been no major news and they don't play another game this weekend. They're not up till next weekend. So he'll have good recovery and lucky him can have the week off training.
Exactly. Of the other games so far, Brad, Perth 90, Brisbane 87, the Breakers 104, Cairns 81, Illawarra 87, Melbourne 81. Perth looking pretty strong again this season.
Yeah, well, for the punters that listened on Friday morning, I predicted that was the better the round, so hopefully they got on that. But I'll tell you what, they did it harder than I thought they did, Perth. So they had to hit a buzzer beater by MVP Bryce Cotton on literally with 3 seconds left. He hit a three to win it. So that was brilliant. Illawarra, fantastic win against the defending champs, Melbourne United. Mind you, Melbourne without a few players.
Yeah.
But it was still good enough. And that's the game that I'm actually calling down there today. It's a triple treat today for the NBA. And the middle game is Perth versus Illawarra at Illawarra. So that is going to be a beauty.
All right. Well, let's get your thoughts on that one. And find us a winner there. You're right. It's in the middle of the Melbourne v Cairns game and the Brisbane versus the Breakers game. Presently at tab.com.au, we have Illawarra $1.77 favourite, Perth, the $2.05 outsiders.
Unbelievable when you think Perth, who have got, you know, 6-1, can be the outsiders.
Yeah.
But I'm actually thinking Illawarra will win this game. Perth are without three of their starters, Damian Martin, Terence White, and also Angus Brandt rolled his ankle. So I think Illawarra can get an upset, even though you look at Tab, their counts, they're saying they'll win. But that's an upset when you think it's 6-1.
Yes, most definitely. Melbourne favourite, $1.25 against the Cairns have been disappointing this year at $4.
Well, Cairns have been awful, but this was my best bet of the round. I'm sorry, this is my roughie of the round.
Okay,
I really have a feeling Cairns, Mello, Trimble, they can turn this around. I wouldn't put my house on it. But just look out for Cairns, because when they roll and they get going, they can beat anyone.
Plus eight and a half is the line, maybe $1.90 there.
Yeah, I just expect them to come. They're better than what their record shows. I don't think they'll make the playoffs, and yes, they will be at the bottom of the ladder, but they can play so much better than what they're doing.
Brisbane $1.70, New Zealand $2.15.
Yeah, look, I can't see anything but a New Zealand win here. I know a lot of people will say, what are you kidding? Brisbane, won 2 last week, lost 3. New Zealand are humming, and they're much better than they are. So that's a good one. I'd get on New Zealand for that one.
Ah, there you go. There's some value for the listeners there. We'll retweet those out as well, Brad Rosen's tips, across our social media platforms. I want to ask you, Joe Ingles, he's just a... he just doesn't look like a star, you know. He's the most unsuspecting superstar in the NBA. 27 points, equal career high for him, and they're talking about him, and I don't know whether he's talking about it, as the best shooter in the world.
Yeah, I saw that interview. He said, is he the best shooter in the world? And his answer was, well, I'm confident. What a great answer that
was. Wasn't it?
Yeah, it's brilliant. Look, Joey's been unbelievable, you know. Just a lot of people used to say the same thing about me. You just don't look like a superstar. The difference was I wasn't. So we're very similar, and probably, I don't know, about $60 to $80 million difference in our career earnings. But besides
that... funny about that, yeah.
Yeah, no, look, he's been phenomenal. And 27 points again yesterday, shooting the ball at an unbelievable clip. He's, you know, slow-mo Joe, they call him. He has been outstanding. In fact, I think the Aussies have been brilliant. You know, you look at Jonah Bolden played for Philadelphia yesterday.
Yes.
Hit a three on the buzzer of the first quarter to end the first quarter. And it looks like there's a trade going on with Philly as well, where Jimmy Butler, now from Minnesota, who's been very uncomfortable there, it looks like he's going to go to Philly. So they've got themselves an all-star. Patty Mills has been unbelievable. Ben Simmons doing what he does. Mm. It just keeps going. Aaron Baines in Boston. Where do you go? These Aussies are going unbelievable, and it's great to see.
Decent Olympic team, boys, isn't it?
Oh, isn't it what?
Oh, isn't it? Get on that.
Get excited about that. Hey, good on you, Brad. As I said, we'll put those tips out again on social media. We do appreciate it. I know they only play once this week and they've already played, but go on.
Doesn't matter.
Give us another one.
Go those Kings.
There it is. Brad Rosen, former captain of the Sydney Kings. We look forward to that. 1353 53 is the open line number. Had a sleep in this morning, so I don't know if it's been said. Returns. Mark Okolupo. From dropping off the radar and ballooning up to 111 kilos, he returned to become world champ. Jack from Olbar.
Good one.
He's one of the Cronulla. He's a Shire legend.
He certainly is.
He was a prodigy, 17, 16-year-old prodigy, and then he came back and became world champ. I think he might have been 33 years of age.
He's deaf in his 30s.
When he did that.
But I'll probably be wrong. But
yeah, but anyway.
Still, great comeback. Yeah, good one.
That's Jack from Olbar. So great nomination there. We're looking for the returns on the back of Ivan back to Penrith and Dez back to Manly. 1353 53 is the open line number. We'll take a break. And after the break, we'll get a sports update. And we'll also have our mystery voice competition.
Your family deserves to be safe and secure at home. That's where Wideline Windows and Doors can help. Their secure line screens offer security without compromising on design or your view. And their safe line window screens are designed to prevent falls, keeping your youngest family members safe and sound. For security, safety and peace of mind, call Wideline Windows and Doors. Or visit their website at www.wideline.com.au. Be rewarded at Panthers. With Panthers' new loyalty program, Panthers Rewards, there's never been a better time to be a member of the Panthers family. For only $5, members receive over $1,000 worth of rewards. Earn Panthers points every time you make a purchase and redeem your points throughout the club. If you're not already a Panthers member, join now for just $5 and be rewarded. If you are a member already, renew now. Details at panthers.com.au.
On the Big Sports Breakfast weekend, with a sports update, here's Tanya Thomas.
Wales inflicted a psychological blow on Australia by defeating the Wallabies in the rugby test this morning in Cardiff 9-6. It was the first time the Welsh team has beaten the Aussies in a test match in 10 years. All the points came from penalties. The two sides will meet again in the World Cup in Tokyo next October. Meantime, in the blockbuster at Twickenham, New Zealand held on to beat England 16-15. Despite being an error-ridden game, the pace was unrelenting. In Dublin, Ireland 28 defeated Argentina 17, and Scotland 54 beat Fiji 17 at Murrayfield. Semi Radradra, one of the two Fijian try-scorers. Newcastle salvaged a one-all draw with Sydney FC with an 87th-minute goal from substitute Nick Cowburn in the A-League match in Newcastle. The point lifts the Jets off the bottom of the table for the time being on goal difference. The Wanderers and Brisbane drew 2-2 in the match in Mudgee. Today, Adelaide play Perth and Melbourne Victory play the Central Coast. Meantime, the Matildas went down to Chile 3-2 in yesterday's soccer friendly in front of 15,000 at Penrith Stadium. They have a chance to reverse the result in Game 2 on Tuesday night in Newcastle. The Kings broke a long-standing hoodoo by defeating Adelaide in the NBL match late yesterday, 93-81 in Adelaide. It's been just over 1,000 days since the Kings had defeated the 36ers at home. Brad Newley top scored with 26 points. Coach Andrew Gaze heaped praise on the dual Olympians' star performance. Australia has beaten New Zealand 14-10 to win the women's final at the Oceania Selvins Rugby Championships in Suva. The Aussie girls advanced to the final after a 29-0 semi-final win over the hosts Fiji. Our men's team finished fourth. Jake McLeod leads the New South Wales Golf Open at 15 under, heading into today's final round at Twin Creeks. That's 19 under, in fact. He leads by 4 points, or 4 shots, after a brilliant 10 under 62 yesterday. Play is underway, and McLeod tees off in the final group at 11 o'clock. Royal Ascot officials were at Flemington yesterday to watch the running of the VRC Classic. They approached the connections of the winner. Of winner Santa Ana Lane and runner-up in her time, sounding them out about possibly making the trip to England next June. Newcastle beat Bournemouth 2-1 in last night's English Premier League match to lift out of the bottom three on the table. Huddersfield and West Ham were 1-1, Cardiff 2, Brighton 1, Leicester and Burnley 0-0, Southampton and Watford 1-1, Crystal Palace 0, Tottenham 1. And Stefanos Tsitsipas has defeated Alex de Minaur in the final of the ATP Next Generation tournament in Milan. The young Aussie boys put up an absolutely tremendous fight. It's a tournament that's held annually. It's features the best seven qualified 21 and under players of the season.
Oh, right.
Yeah, plus one wild card they throw in there.
Right.
It's the best of five sets, the first to four in each set. They have a tie break at 3-all. There are no lets, no advantage scoring, and they have a shot clock to ensure 25 second rule.
Don't mind that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. There's no ATP points or in rankings that gather gain from this, but there is a prize money pool of $1,275,000. Mm. Now, Alex Diminor, he's such a star, this kid, an absolute star.
Isn't
he? He's calm, collected. He's very Leighton Hewitt-ish.
I agree.
He fights. He's got a little fist pump of his own going there.
Yeah.
He chases everything down.
Every ball.
He's the second youngest player in the world top 100 at the moment.
Okay.
And he's the top ranking male singles player.
31.
Mm.
Yeah, 31.
19 years of age.
I would love to have known a coach who had any impact on him. And I know he's been over to Spain and back. There's a story around that. But as a 14, 15, 16-year-old, when you look at him, Ray and Tanya, and you go, right, no real weapons, but my word, this kid's a fighter.
He's got heart.
Yeah, this kid just doesn't want to be beaten on any play. And there'll be coaches out there that go, yeah, saw it.
Yeah, because he popped up out of nowhere to us laymen
who don't
follow the junior tennis. And he's an absolute star.
He's not big. He hasn't got a big serve. He hasn't got, as Jimmy said, a big weapon on his forehand or his backhand. But what he's got is massive heart.
Lots of grit.
He's never beaten on a point. Chases everything. And he's great to watch, isn't he?
And he seems like a good guy.
Yeah, good
role model for the kiddies out there.
And his mum's not unlike Mrs. Murray, when she sits up in the stand.
Oh,
you know,
really?
Yeah, Andy Murray's mum.
Well, I think she's in Milan because when he was being interviewed after the game, they had a spotlight on his team, and I think it may have been his mother there.
I think the family moved back and they stayed in Spain,
and he came out
back to Australia because he felt that was his best chance for success. So, and he's having it, which is absolutely
onward
great.
And upward.
Thank you, Tan. We do appreciate that. Phil Moss very shortly. Before we get to that and the Mystery Voice competition, let's get some callers on the line. Raymond, this topic of yours is going gangbusters. Sam's on the line. G'day, Sam.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Really well, mate.
Morning, Sam.
All right. I don't know if it's been mentioned because I wasn't able to listen the whole time, but it's all links together, three of them. It's the return of South when they were discluded and came back.
Yeah.
And Craig Wing and Nathan Merritt.
Yeah, of course. Nathan Merritt had a year at the Sharkies, and Wingy had many years at the Roosters.
Roosters, that's right.
And I think the call from Russell Crowe was, Craig, would you like to come home?
Yes.
There you go. Thank you.
Right,
thank you, boys.
Good on you, Sammy.
Good one, Sam.
Some good ones. Just an update of this golf tournament, the AV Jennings New South Wales Open. Final day today, of course. But shooting it up and three under through three holes. Nathan Barbieri, who's a young amateur. He's made a tie for 35th. Now he's six under for the tournament. His father, Ernie, who's a legendary behind-the-scenes worker, producer at Channel 9 and Fox Sports for a long time. So young Nathan going very well today, which is good to see. 6-under for the tournament. Jake McLeod, 19-under, leads by 4, tees off at 11 o'clock. 13:53:53 is the open line number. We've got our Mystery Voice competition, and here's the grab in four. You've got to tell us who it is, and if you get that right, if you're the first person to call on 13:53:53, you will then be one of six people in the draw for four tickets to Villiers Day for the Grand View Room at Royal Randwick. It's drinks, it's lunch, it's a three-course meal, not just lunch, three-course meal. It's an outstanding prize, race booklets and parking, everything you would want from a day out at the Villiers. It's an outstanding prize for four people. So, here we go, Raymond, today's Mystery Voice.
Yeah, I played against the All Blacks in 74, 72 kilos. But I had a tackle which helped me, and it was called a Cumberland throw, and it didn't matter how big they were, they couldn't beat that.
Oh, might have given it away there,
that's
Raymond.
That's the giveaway.
There we go. Legendary for it. So call now if you think you know who it is on 13:53:53. We'll take a break now. After the break, we'll say hello to Phil Moss and goodbye to Ray Thomas.
Guys and gals, grab your partner, your family or your friends and head out to Camden Way to K-Ranch Arena for the biggest cowboy Christmas ever. See Australia's elite bull riders battle for their 8 seconds of glory on top of the biggest, meanest one-ton athlete. Our best cowboys take the roughest ride of their lives, plus barrel racing, team roping, steer wrestling, clinics and lots more. Thrills, spills and non-stop rodeo action, November 8 to 18. Event calendar and bookings at kranch.com.au.
A lot's changed in small business, but some things, like chasing finance, haven't. A business loan from Prosper can help. Borrow from $5,000 to $250,000 for renovations, equipment upgrades, or new business opportunities. Plus, funding is possible in 24 hours. So if you'd rather chase business than finance, talk to Australia's number one online lender to small business, Prosper. Visit prospa.com. Terms, conditions and lending criteria apply. Credit license 454782.
Now a chance for a third for Chile. They've got it as well. A remarkable result on the road for Chile. 3-1 up against the might of the Matildas.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're tuned to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Yeah, welcome back to the program. Phil Moss very shortly talking football, but no more callers on our quiz there for the Mystery Voice competition. It was, of course, Raymond.
Ray Price.
Yeah, the legendary Ray Price.
Tumble and throw. That was the giveaway, wasn't it?
Well, what did his teammate say? Sent the text message in when we interviewed him. Ray Price was a madman, but he was our madman. Joel from Blair Athol, not Mooroa Atoll or indeed Bikini Atoll, but Blair Athol. Good on you, Joel. You're our winner.
Done,
you'll be one of six names now. We'll draw that out of a hat, Raymond. You'll be back in town for that one. Now, do we have to say goodbye to you, Ray?
I've got to head off. Is Phil Moss in studio?
I am, Ray. Good morning. Is that why you're heading off?
Yeah. No. I was going to say, can you hold the fort, mate? And see, I always said you're a good guy. See, Jimmy, you're in very good hands now.
Mate, they've given me plenty of notice to stay in here with Jimmy just to hold the fort, mate. I'll be here until the close of the show.
It's one of those things you really have to psych yourself up for, don't you? If you're going to spend time with me.
Liverpool play tonight, guys, so go the Reds. Hey, I better fly. Thanks so much, guys, and we'll see you next Sunday.
We'll look forward to that, Raymond. Well done on an outstanding Cup Carnival yourself, and I know that Tanya is very much looking forward to you getting home. So do that nice and safely, Raymond.
Thanks, mate. See you, guys.
No problem. Bye, all right. We've got a bit to go on with the world of football, Mossy. And unfortunately, probably the big story coming out of the Wanderers v Brisbane at Mudgee is not the 2-2 result, but the racial vilification of Jamie Young. What's the latest on that one?
Look, I've probably heard what you've heard, Jimmy. It's disgraceful. There's no place in it in society, in sport. It's just terrible. And you know, Jamie Young is one of the nicest blokes you'll ever meet, and a fantastic goalkeeper, a fantastic ambassador for our game, and no one deserves it. So it's certainly not down to how good a bloke Jamie Young is. It's just there's no place for it, and it's absolutely disgraceful. I think it should be a life ban. I think for something like that to come out of someone's mouth means it's in their head, and there's no place in our game for it.
They've identified him straight away, and they ejected him from, and I totally agree.
Yeah, couldn't
agree. Harder ban on that one. All right, the result itself. I heard from Marcus Babbel afterwards. He's probably very, very disappointed with the way it played out.
John Aloisi would have been the happier of the two coaches going home, definitely. They weren't good, Brisbane, against Perth the week before, and John Aloisi asked for a reaction. He was scathing in his assessment of his side. He didn't get it in the first half an hour. Western Sydney were wonderful. I commentated that game for Football Nation last night, and Western Sydney were fully deserving of their 2-0 lead, and it could have been more. Could have been three, could have been four. There would have been no argument if it was four or five, to be honest. Their football was slick, particularly in the top third. Nick Fitzgerald, Kamau, Riera, Boehm Johan, all excellent for Western Sydney Wanderers. But then this goal out of nowhere for Brisbane from Lopez, which was just an individual piece of brilliance on the edge of the box. Western Sydney had numbers back, but he beat his man, got his half a yard, and then unleashed a ferocious drive that went in off the post, changed the whole complexion of the game. It was quite remarkable. And from that point on, Brisbane were fully deserving of at least a point, if not three.
Okay.
So it was a wonderful game, and it was a great advertisement for the A-League in a regional area. Mudgee turned on an absolutely beautiful day. It was picture perfect, and it was a great game of football.
And it's a good stadium up there too.
Oh, it's wonderful, isn't
it? Yeah, looks great. Looks
and
great.
The drop of red wine I had after the game wasn't too bad either, mate.
Alex Brosk got Sydney FC away early, and then a late one for the Jets. So disappointing for Steve Corica there.
The disappointment is the fact that it was such a late goal and that it was from a set piece. And up until last season, Stevie Corica was all over the set pieces as Graham Allen's assistant. So
right.
Him and I did a lot of work on set pieces together. And when you concede from one, it really hurts because it's something you practice during the week, making sure everyone's responsible for their roles. And it was a soft goal to concede, there's no doubt. But it was a good fighting spirit from Newcastle there. They're struggling early this season.
Yeah.
They're propping up the table. That gives them only their second draw of the season, second point. So Ernie Merrick's got a lot of work to do there, but I think that will give them a lot of confidence to hold the back-to-back premiers at home. I think will give them a lot of confidence.
Two games today, Adelaide United, Perth Glory. We'll get your thoughts on that. And then Melbourne victory against the Central Coast Mariners. Fingers crossed on that one that it doesn't get ugly.
Yeah, that's right. Look, anything could happen there. I mean, you know, the Mariners were not at the races last week. So, you know, they need a reaction there. Mike Mulvey's spoken about it during the week, about taking responsibility. But if they don't step up, then it, as you said, it could really get ugly. But you got to tip Melbourne victory down there at home. I think Ola Toivonen may make his first start for the victory. The Swedish international's been injured, so it'd be good to get him in the team for Kevin Muscat. But as I said, the Mariners just need to show some pride this week and really step up.
$1.45 victory in that one. Adelaide United, Perth Glory, $2.15 United, $3.60 the draw, $3.20 the Glory.
This is a match of the round for me.
Yeah, okay.
Adelaide United obviously won the FFA Cup.
Yep.
And they went away to the Mariners, dusted them 3-0 in Gosford last week. Perth under Tony Popovich have been very impressive this season. And they got that win away from home a couple of weeks ago against Melbourne Victory and then beat Brisbane at home last week. I don't like tipping draws, but I'm going to tip a draw.
Okay.
Yeah, I like to pick a winner, but I just think, I don't think there's a lot splitting these two sides at the moment. The problem Adelaide have is that they've relied on a wide player, if you like, in Craig Goodwin for all their goals.
Yes.
They need a central striker that's going to score them goals week in, week out if they're going to have sustained success, because Craig Goodwin is not known for double figures in a season. He's,
okay.
he's having a
yep.
purple patch
yep.
at the moment
yep.
and he's playing fantastic and scoring goals, but that will dry up at some point during the season. They need a go-to as a number nine. Perth Glory humming along under Tony Popovich.
Matilda's lost to Chile before we get to the EPL. I watched the highlights of this. They could have won at 8-3. Chile had three opportunities, took all three. Lack of finishing. We had someone on Twitter who said, well, Alan Stajic is going to be under pressure now. Is that true?
Oh, I don't think so.
Right.
I think Alan Stajic has done a wonderful job with those Matildas.
Okay.
I really do. Look, they're going into next year's World Cup as a genuine threat. I wouldn't say a favourite, but they're a threat to win it.
Sure.
That's a massive call.
Yeah.
But they've shown they can stack up against the best in the world.
Absolutely they
and,
have.
And they've done it regularly, which is a big thing. But look, the problem with yesterday's result and Emily Van Egmond's, the two goals for the Matildas were both from the penalty spot.
Yes.
So that's a concern. But while you've got Sam Kerr in the team, there's always a threat to score a goal. But the problem is it could affect their ranking going
right.
into the World Cup draw.
They need to be top six, don't they, to get a favourable draw.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that loss yesterday, if they have another one in Newcastle against Chile, that could really affect their rankings and then affect what sort of draw they have at the World Cup.
I thought, you know, they had created so many opportunities, they just finishing was the issue for the Matildas in that one. So.
But what a great crowd, huh? What an unbelievable
15,000 out there. Again, the stadium looked great and a great atmosphere. I think they were sold out there last time and they sold out at Newcastle last time. Be interesting to see how many they get on Tuesday, is it?
Yes, I believe it is.
Tuesday
yep.
they run around.
Yep.
All right, let's get to the EPL and some of the results coming in overnight. Not a whole heap of the big names in action, but Tottenham Hotspur 1-0 over Crystal Palace. So that was away from home, so a vital 3 points. For the Spurs there.
Yeah, it was, and Juan Foyth got the go-ahead goal in the 66th minute, and that consolidates fourth spot for Spurs. But there was some draws overnight as well. Southampton, Watford 1-1, Leicester, Burnley 0-0, Huddersfield, West Ham 1-1. Brighton, Matty Ryan's Brighton went down to Cardiff in the 90th minute. Sol Bamba goal. Brighton were down to 10 men after 34 minutes when Dale Stevens was sent off. So they did well to hold out for that long, but then you cop that sucker punch in the 90th minute. That must have hurt. Matty Ryan now gets on a plane to come over here for the Socceroo camp, so no doubt that'll be a longer flight for him than what it would have been. But, yeah, some interesting results overnight. Newcastle, very important win. They've now had two wins and a draw in their last three, 7 out of 9 points to lift them out of that relegation zone. So that's a crucial period of three games for them.
They'd be one of the bigger mid-tier teams in the EPL, wouldn't they, Newcastle?
Yeah.
Great stadium up there.
Yep. It's a big club.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
They are, and they can't afford to be down in that relegation zone.
All right. Let's have a look at the games coming up. Liverpool up against Fulham. This should be no problem for them. Disappointment during the week with their 2-0 loss to Red Star Belgrade, who were widely criticised before the game. And Jurgen Klopp came out and couldn't say that S-word. Liverpool in a slump.
Not at all. I don't know where that word came from, Jimmy. All of a sudden,
he couldn't say it.
All of a sudden, he had a stutter, didn't he? Look, it's a blimp in the radar. A blip in the radar, I should say. Red Star deserved the win. There's no doubt about that. But do we get carried away with one loss like that? It was a massive opportunity slipped from the grasp.
Because that's an open group,
absolutely,
isn't it now?
It's blown it wide open.
Yep.
Look, Liverpool will bounce back against Fulham, I've got no doubt, and they're still going well. They created chances they'd usually take. So it's not that they didn't create chances to score goals.
Yep.
It was just an off night at the office, and Red Star took full advantage. Milos Deganek, the Socceroo, had a wonderful game.
Yeah.
Wonderful game for Red Star, so that's great news for Socceroos.
They for sale, Liverpool?
Oh, everyone's
I suppose
for sale,
everything's
the right
for sale.
Price.
Yeah, the speculation is that they've been given a $2 billion offer.
Yeah, look, and that's not the first time we've heard it. So where there's smoke, there could be fire. But, who knows what the owners are thinking, mate. But certainly Liverpool is headed in the right direction under this ownership and under Jurgen Klopp. So
the owners are Fenway Sports Group, who are the owners of the Boston Red Sox, who are the World Series champs. So they expect success. They're used to success. So,
And to this point, they haven't set up a baseball diamond at Anfield. So
not yet.
We're happy with that.
It's a matter of time. Chelsea Everton.
Yes, Chelsea humming along, aren't they, in second spot, keeping pace with Manchester City. And Mauricio Sarri's done a magnificent job. So, I can't see anything but 3 points for Chelsea there at home against Everton, although Everton have been and I say this with all due respect, they've been some nuisance value this season.
Yeah.
They're sitting in ninth spot at the moment, 18 points, so they're holding their own. Chelsea to get the points there. Arsenal v Wolves, can't see anything but an Arsenal win there as well. You know, Emery's had a great impact on the club. They're playing some wonderful football. They're scoring some great team goals in the style that Arsenal fans would be very happy with.
Actually, now that you mention that, a couple of weeks ago I saw one of the goals they scored, and I looked at it as a team.
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was against. So I just thought, well, that's got to be a contender for goal of the year. They might have individual goal of the year, but that's team goal of the year.
Yeah, I remember
there was a couple of back heels involved in it.
Might have been Ramsey. Yeah, it was a wonderful goal. It was an incredible goal. I saw the one.
Man City v Man United.
Oh, it's a walk in the park for Man City, this one.
$1.35. Come on.
Here's some stats for you, Jimmy.
Here we go. Come on, load me up.
Mate,
is it going to make me think positively?
This will make your day. Manchester City have won just two of their last eight against Manchester United.
Right.
Manchester United were down 2-0. In the same fixture last season at the Etihad, they won 3-2.
Oh.
Manchester United came from 2-0 down to win 3-2. And EPL matches of this nature, the Manchester Derby, have been won 17 times by the away team.
Wow. So maybe we should get a little bit funky and put some money down our Man United at $8.
Make of that what you will, Jimmy boy. But it certainly spiked my interest in maybe having a little flutter on Manchester United.
Well, knock me over with a feather. Phil Moss back in the good guys.
But then I decided to put all my money on Liverpool instead.
Yeah, well, take the $1.07 on that one. Manchester United, I was looking at it and going, well, 3 points there. We can get up there with Arsenal. There's ahead of us still on goal difference. But
Well, Here's the thing. Manchester United, I think, are paying about $7.40. Right, in a Manchester derby, that is unheard of.
Yes, for Manchester United. Yeah, you're quite right.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And if there is one team that has had a fair bit of joy against Manchester City, it is Manchester United.
Well, I'll tell you what, all the local Mancunians, mostly who support City, and they'll tell you that the Manchester United crowd sings with a London accent as people travel. So there you go. But anyway, you've given me a little bit bullish about that one. Yeah. All right, I appreciate that one, Mossy. Now, listen, you've been good enough to stick around.
Yes.
So, mate, you're going to stick around for the next 15 minutes in the absence of Ray, and you can help me steer this ship home.
Well, I had a private call from Ray on my mobile on the way in. He said, do you mind? Because someone's got to make the show look good for the last 20 minutes.
In the absence of him, I'll tell you what, never a truer word's been spoken. 1353 53, the open line number. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more.
Australians are practical people. So what about a useful everyday diary for women full of essential health information that also saves lives? Now that's something. The Australian Women's Health Diary funds life-saving breast cancer trials research. Buy one for yourself or someone you love and do something that does something. It's just $18.95 from newsagents, Woolworths and magshop.com.au. The Australian Women's Health Diary. Buy the diary that saves lives today.
Tintin in America, winner of 5 Group 1 races. Already the sire of an Australian 2-year-old Colts record holder and Australian 3-year-old Phillies record holder. Tintin in America, standing at Yerribee Stud in New South Wales. Visit yerribee.com.au.
Be rewarded at Panthers with Panthers' new loyalty program, Panthers Rewards. There's never been a better time to be a member of the Panthers family. For only $5, members receive over $1,000 worth of reward. Have you been out to any of the restaurants out there at Panthers?
I have, yeah. What a wonderful club that is.
Which one?
Can't remember the name of it, but gee, the food was good. And you know the other thing I've done is cable skiing out there. That's great.
There you go. You haven't, have you?
Our kids love that.
Earn Panthers points every time you make a purchase and redeem your points throughout the club, including at all restaurants, bars and cable skiing facilities. If you're not already a Panthers member, join now for just $5 and be rewarded. If you are a member already, like Phil Moss, renew now. Details at panthers.com.au.
A 3 will tie it. Embiid thinking about it. There it is for the tie. Yes!
On Sky Sports Radio, you're tuned to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Oh, that's wrong. First mistake since Ray left. It's actually Jimmy and Phil Moss up until 10 o'clock. By the way, we're doing our returns. I might put you on the spot. Any of the returns that are significant within the world of football, and you know, can be from a manager point of view or a player point of view. This one's going to upset Ray. It comes in from Steve. Did Ray mention Don Bradman's return to international cricket after the war, missing 8 years? He made a century and a double century in his first 2 tests back. Steve, he didn't make mention of that, and he is going to be upset with himself. So there you go. Thanks for that one. Thanks for that one. Here's one for you, Mossy. I thought the Jets could have scored 4 if they had a striker. Seemed they all wanted to too much time on the ball. What do you think, Phil? That's from Scooter.
Yeah, there was a school of thought as well that Newcastle are just a bit afraid to pull the trigger from outside the box. Trados will when he gets a chance. But, I agree with that. There would have been no arguments if Newcastle had come away with the 3 points yesterday.
Okay, there you go. Bobby Simpson's return at the end of 1977. That's Jared at Oatlands. Good on you, Jared.
What about Mark Bosnich?
The Central Coast Mariners.
Central Coast Mariners.
Did he play 7 or 8 games, did he?
Something like that, yeah. He came back, he was out of shape and decided to get himself back into shape.
Yep.
And so that was a famous comeback for Australian football. Wayne Rooney, selected for the England team next week.
Ah, are they giving you like a testimonial? Oh, or?
I think it's a testimonial / retirement game.
Rooney.
Yeah. Timmy Cahill. Coming back to the Socceroos.
We've got a couple of games
next
there.
Week.
Yeah.
He's only coming in for the Lebanon game.
Oh, is he?
The South Korea game.
Okay.
But, so a few there to get your head around.
Absolutely. 1353, 53, the open line. Speaking about getting your head around, we've got to get our head around the sleeping arrangements that our next guest has. We I'm not sure where he slept last night, and I'm not saying which building. We know which building he was in, whether he was on the couch or sitting up in the chair. We just have to get clarification. Good morning to you, Trent Lanscale from tab.com.au.
Good morning to you, Jimmy. Couch.
Well, that was $1.04, so there you go. We'll pay out on that one, punters, so thank you for that. Any update as to why you were sleeping on the couch last night? Trent, you want
to... Just had to blow off the cobwebs, Jimmy. It's been a long carnival, as Ray can attest to, as he's scrambling to get to the Tullamarine Airport right now, and that can be a struggle on a Sunday morning, I'll be honest, getting to the airport here in Melbourne. But it was just great to enjoy it, not just the 4 days, but the entirety of the carnival. Winks winning the fourth Cox Plate was something I'll never forget. There's still Sandown next Saturday, but this is pretty much the end of the spring carnival, and it was a tremendous feat. And was lucky enough, Jimmy, on Thursday night, I know a couple of the part owners of Aristia, who won the Oaks, and just managed to get dragged along to the celebrations at a local hotel, which is a racing establishment here in Melbourne. And they were partying hard until the long hours of the night and into the early morning, and deservedly so.
Lucky enough to be dragged along too.
Screaming, kicking and screaming.
That is code for...
Exactly, Mossy, yes.
He gate-crashed their celebrations.
I did like gate-crashed.
There we go. All right, it's the end of spring, but it's the start of the summer. Third ODI after a cracking game on Friday. Poor old Ray didn't have Foxtel. I was texting him almost after every ball in the final over. Australia wins, not, I won't say comfortably, but it means they're 1-1 in the series, and they're very short for this game that's starting just before 2 o'clock in Hobart. Trent?
They are, Jimmy. Talk about this as a return. Australia actually winning a one-dayer, and they have eased this morning as the favourite, though, from $1.58 to $1.65. South Africa, $2.40 into $2.30, and that's pretty much what the market was for the first one-dayer last week in Perth.
Right.
It was a lot tighter for the second one at the Adelaide Oval. But Australia $1.65, South Africa $2.30. And just with the high bets, Aaron Finch is the $3.50 favourite for the Aussies, while for South Africa, Quinton de Kock is the favourite there at $4. And it is noting as well that, as you touched on, a 1.50 start at Blundstone Arena in Hobart, which is half an hour earlier than what we're used to for a one-day in Australia on the East Coast.
And, yes... That's my turn, isn't it? One job, Mossy.
Smooth as a barbed wire sandwich here on a Sunday morning.
Trent, let's go to the A-League. Two matches to complete round four of the A-League this afternoon. What have you got for us? And off the back of that, four matches in round 12 of the EPL overnight.
Busy way to finish round four of the A-League here, Mossy. A 5 o'clock start at Cooper Stadium. Adelaide United against Perth. Adelaide United, $2.15. The draw at $3.60. And Perth, $3.20, and then 7 o'clock at Amy Park. Melbourne Victory, they haven't lost to Central Coast in their last 15 A-League matches. They're $1.45 to win against Central Coast at $7, and the draw, $4.50. And with the EPL fellows, I'll just mention the favourites you've just been talking about. At 11 o'clock tonight, Liverpool, $1.07 at home to Fulham. That's 11 o'clock. 1.15 in the morning at Stamford Bridge. Chelsea, $1.40 against Everton. And then the two matches at 3.30 in the morning, Arsenal are $1.65 at home to Wolverhampton. But the big one, the Manchester Derby, City $1.35, the draw $5, and United $8. Just for yourself, Mossy, if you want to be a little bit safe, the double chance Manchester United win or draw is currently $3.10.
Ooh, given the stats I've just reeled off,
yeah,
that's not too bad.
Yeah, that does look good. All right, NBL, we've had some great games over the course of the start to this season. Melbourne United short against Cairns, but I'll tell you what, Brad Rosen gives Cairns a hope.
Well, Melbourne United are $1.25 here, Jimmy. The Cairns Taipans, $4. The line is 8.5. That's a 2.50 start. And at 5.20 in Wollongong, the Illawarra Hawks, who knocked off Melbourne United on Thursday night, they're $1.80 against the Perth Wildcats at $2. And then at 7.50, the Brisbane Bullets, $1.70 at home to the New Zealand Breakers at $2.15. And for the NBA fans, there is a game on ESPN just after 12.30. The sides from Texas, the San Antonio Spurs, $2.20. And the Houston Rockets, who have struggled this season, at the start they are $1.67. But there's plenty of sport. There's the start of the ATP Tour Finals as well, the year-ending championship. So Ray's going to find some excuse to watch Roger Federer during the early hours of the morning. Plenty happening, fellas. But you can check out all those markets and plenty more at tab.com.au.
Good on you, Trent. Trent Lanscale there from tab.com.au. Of course, a market there for the England v New Zealand Rugby League Test match. That's going to be played overnight as well, 2:15 a.m. Our time. New Zealand are the favourites at $1.80. The outsiders are England at $2. Zorba thinks England at $2. Isaiah Papali'i is going to make his debut for New Zealand under coach Michael Maguire. So we wish him all the best for that. Good on you, Trent. Time now to speak to Scotty Fife. I don't know where he was last week, Phil. He had Derby Day on Saturday and somehow we couldn't get him on the phone on Sunday, although I think he did push those duties onto his dad, Steve, who we couldn't get either. So have we got anyone there from the Foster family? Good morning.
Good morning, Jimmy, and hello, Mossy.
Good morning, mate.
You got me this week. I was flying my own private jet back from Derby after such a successful weekend.
No doubt you were flying it to your sheep station, were you?
Did I hear about, did I tell you about the time when he gave us the tip on the great Baileys, paying 80 to 1, and it won?
No way.
Yeah, yeah. So I rang him up, and you know what he said, Scotty? Hello, Reserve Bank of Australia speaking. Oh, very good. So you should be giving away cars today, Scotty Foster.
Well, not this weekend, boys. Not as good on the punt this week, unfortunately.
Okay.
But I do need to congratulate Kevin and Vivian O'Hearn. They purchased a 2017 Mitsubishi ASX during the week, and they are loving their new car. So well done to Kevin. He loves his horses too. He's got a share in the horse called Renewal, so he's done all right for himself.
Yeah,
there.
Absolutely.
So, good luck to them, and they'll enjoy their new car for a long time to come.
Good one. What do you got? What do you got for the listeners today?
Yeah, we do have a number of the near new vehicles in stock, like that one Kevin bought. And you can see them all on our website. But today, I'm going to advertise a 2011 Nissan Micra 5-door automatic hatch. Now, these are one of the most economical, safe and reliable small cars on the market. This one is white in colour. It comes with logbooks and service history and has been very well looked after. The Nissan Micra, it's very easy to drive and very easy to park, so it's going to be a great first car for anyone. But the best part of it all, they are very cheap to run and maintain, so you won't have any outlandish costs in the future. We have this great little car on special for the listeners today at just $6,990. It is a steal at that price, so go to the website www.fosterskualitycars.com.au or give us a call on 963750024. And don't forget to mention Sky Sports Radio to get this great price, because it is advertised for a little bit more than that on our website.
Great finance packages available too, mate.
Yeah, we certainly do. We've got access to a number of lenders that allows us to get the best possible rates, but also allows us to help a lot of people that couldn't previously get finance get into a car. So if you've had credit issues in the past, now is the time to give us a call. If you're on a pension, have paid or unpaid defaults, you're starting a new business and need a work vehicle, even Uber drivers, we do a lot for them now,
yep,
then go to our website, www.fosterskualitycars.com.au, or give us a call on 963750024.
And you'd like to give a mention to the Good Truck Wholesalers, which you've partnered with now. Mick Appleby, great man too, former Bulldog, former Rooster. But I think your next message is very poignant, Scotty.
Yeah, the boys, I just want to say thank you to all the servicemen and women out there. I mean, today's a special day. I hope that all those people that are listening, but not only them, but their families and descendants of those that have served. If it wasn't for these guys, we wouldn't be living in such a great country as this. So they deserve to be congratulated and thanked a lot more than what they do. So, you know, I just want to say thank you to anyone and everyone that's served or had family that has served in the forces for us.
Great comments. Well said. Good on you, Scotty. Appreciate that, mate. As someone who had a grandfather who fought over in Egypt with the Light Horse, that's something that our family is very, very proud of. So well said, mate. Good on you, mate. We'll speak next week.
All right, boys. Have a great afternoon.
There he is, Scotty Foster from Steve Foster & Sons Quality Cars. Check them out online, fosterskualitycars.com.au. Remember, the price online may be a little bit different if you go in there and kick some tyres and put the hard word on Scotty. So have a think about that one. Now, coming up on Racing HQ with Kevin Wolfe, Mick Wallace is going to preview the Cotton Cup Day at Warren. Priscilla Looker, previously Smith, remember, she got married, so remember that. She's having a look at Armidale, so we can look forward to that as well. Now, the prize for today, Mossy, to our best contribution about the returns, doesn't go to you, despite your very good ones around Mark Bosnich. And
no, but it's got a picture of me on the cover.
Elvis Presley?
Yeah.
Well, hang on. You think you look like Elvis Presley?
Well, I think I'm better looking than Elvis, but...
You know.
What, George Clooney now, maybe?
Oh, here we go. Mr. Nespresso. Elvis Presley, The Searcher, the original soundtrack. We've got a BSB cap and Elvis, The Searcher, the 3-CD set. It's got a 40-page booklet in there. So that's the prize for today. And the final nomination for Great Return. No, it's not Ray Thomas returning from Melbourne after 25 days straight down there reporting. And it's not the one that we've got in here. $50 on Santa Ana Lane, Great Return. No name on that one. Yes, that would have been a great return. It goes to Chicken on a Chain, who made mention of Jason McCartney, who made his return to the AFL after the Bali bombings. Played one game and retired in the after-match interview.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, very emotional.
Very emotional. So great nomination there from Chicken. And we've got the Elvis Presley 3-CD pack and the BSB cap coming your way. That's it, mate. You do this with your eyes closed. Good.